So I'm assuming that you have accessibility to the booklet which we sent out, which goes to the topic. Now, we spoke on this a little bit, for those of you who joined the Halacha Shir the week before Pesach. One night we spoke about the topic of the idea of traveling Kalim in a river. Now I would just like to use the opportunity to go through it more, actually see the Makaris about it, and see what you know, understand the halacha from its source as opposed to just speaking it out. So the first source is a Mishnah, Maseches Mikvos. So just the background to the mikvah, to the Mishnah. So the Mishnayos earlier talk about that there are two ways that something can be matara. There's a mikvah and there's a mayan. A mayan is a well or a spring. And so you're picturing it in its place, not that it's necessarily flowing away, but just in the well itself. So the water is welling up from the ground. That's what it's called, a well. And we have rainwater which falls down from Shemayim, which the Torah tells us that if it gathers together in some type of container, which is holding the water in place, so it's mikveh, it's kavui together, it gathers together, it's kosher for tefillah. There are differences between a mayan and a mikveh. So a mayan, a mikveh requires 40 saw. A mayan does not require 40 saw. A mikveh has to be bashbar, and the water has to be still. And a mayan, the water is moving. Obviously, the water is moving. One of the examples we'll see on this issue later on is the case where you have a crack in your mikveh. So the mikveh, the water is gathered and it's still. The problem is there's a crack in the mikveh wall, so the water is slowly flowing out. So that gives it a status of, now that it's no longer ashbar, it's no longer stationary, the water is moving. So our Mishnah comes along and says, Hazaychlin kemayan. So if you have a well or a spring which overflows and starts to flow, so now you have, it's not in the place of the spring or the well itself. So we could be confused to what status it has. Does it still have the status of the mayan? Which is an example of the mayan, is you're traveling in the spring itself. So the Mishnah says that the water which is moving, flowing with a spring or a well as its source, has the same status as a mayan. That's matari b'kolshu. It is matari even though it's moving. V'hanoitvin, if you have rainwater which is falling down, so it's kemikvah, it has the status of a mikvah, which means it's only kosher if it's stationary. So when you have a river which is just comprised solely of rainwater, so you would have rain runoff and it creates a river, or you have snow melting, which is the same thing as rain for this purpose, which creates a river. So it's going to be possible because it's moving, because it has the din of a mikvah, that it's only kosher when it's covered together, when it's ashbarin, and when it's stationary. So now I have a river. The next step is I have a river which is partially comprised of a spring. There is its original source, it's, let's say it's a spring. But rainwater falls into it, or rainwater gathers into it as it goes along. So what is its status? So that's the next case of the Mishnah. Hoy Rabbi Tzadik. So Rabbi Tzadik gave testimony to the Bezdin HaGadol that he had a Masorah on the following. So that if you have a case of a river which is comprised of a combination of Zerklin, which means over here, Zerklin just means water, something which is moving, but it's being used as a synonymous term for the Mayan, for the spring itself, which is kosher while it's moving. So you have this river which is flowing based on a Mayan source, based on a spring source. Now rainwater has fallen into it as well. If the majority is still zeichlim, so the mikveh is still kosher. Shehem ksherim, that the mikveh, so the or the sorry not the mikveh, but the river is still kosher, even though we have moving rainwater, and we said rainwater is only kosher if it's stationary, not if it's not in a case where it's moving. But for these purposes, it's going to be kosher because we go as a roiv. So there's a din of roiv. The roiv tells me that this is considered spring water, and spring water is kosher even though it's moving. So now, the Rav adds in, which is on the second page. So they're considered kosher as if they were zeichlim, which means well they're moving their kosher. Okay, so the Rav says hov notin moatin, since the majority is zeichlim and the minority is notin, it's kosher. Fafil b'mikve ein shein kedei tefila b'zeichlim. So this will work even if you do not have enough water in the zeichlim to allow for tefillah. So it comes out that the neutrin is playing a primary role over here. It's giving you enough water. So we could have argued that in a situation where it's... I understand you must arrive and the zeichlim are fine, but that's only when the zeichlim are sufficient themselves. When they have, and we ignore the noitvim, but here we're doing more than just ignoring the noitvim. We're conferring a status of zeichlin onto the noitvim. So we're going to change their status from being noitvim, rainwater, which is only kosher when it's stationary, and say that no, this is now zeichlin, which is kosher even though it's moving. Now, the Rav says that there isn't enough. So what exactly does that mean when it says that there isn't enough? So we know the rule is that a mayan is kosher b'kol shehu. So saying that all the zeichlin aren't enough without the neitvin. What do you mean they're not enough without the neitvin? A mayan is kosher b'kol shehu. So they're always kosher by definition. So the Tosafot Yom Tov explains it means that there is a requirement of kedei tefila. It has to be deep enough and it has to cover the person. So the rainwater is combining to give you enough water over here to make sure the person is covered when he's tovel. The luck of the person is tovel. The whole body has to be submerged at one time. You cannot do tefila lechatzoyin. It's not like Hagolah, where you can kasher half a kli and then kasher the other half of the kli. Tefillah, the whole body has to be submerged at one time. Now, for tefillah's kalim, the same thing is true as well. Minaraisa, for tefillah's kalim, for tuma, we don't have tefillah's kalim for tuma nowadays. We're not really tefillah our kalim because of tuma issues. It was a man that they had kashim and they had taras. And they had truma, people were not, we would keep the lachas of tuma tahara on their kalim. So the kalim, the size of the mikvah for that purpose, or the size of a mayim for that purpose, is revius. Mirais of the shear of a mikvah is a revius. Mirabonon, you need 40 saw even for tefillas kalim of tuma tahara. For tefillas kalim, which we do nowadays, Pasha's made a rice, so you need 40 saw. For tefillas came from Tuma Tahara, you only need 40 saw made rabbanon. A mayan is b'kol shehu, so there's no requirement of 40 saw, there's a requirement of enough to tovel the kli. So as long as you have enough water to tovel the kli, you're fine, and that's even made rabbanon. For tefillas adam, it's also b'kol shehu, but you need enough to be tovel the person. There is one sheet as we showed him, which has one case of a mayan which needs 40 saw. We don't paskin like that. Okay. Now the next scenario that the Mishnah deals with is a case of neutrin shasaw and zeichlin. You had a case of rainwater which is stationary, and it starts to flow out. So that's going to be a problem. And the Mishnah deals with how do you stop the flow. But that's, the Mishnah is saying that's going to be problematic of a flow. Now, let's say you're the flip side of this Mishnah. The obvious point of the Mishnah is if the nitrogen are the majority, so then this river is possible. So we need to know, and part of our issue which we're trying to deal with is in a case where you want to travel kalem in a river, how do you know if the majority is zeichlin, or how do you know the majority is neitvin, is the lashon of the Mishnah refers to. But a mikveh, which is rainwater, which is flowing, is not acceptable. Okay, so on page 3 of the booklet, is the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim. This more comes up a few places in Shas. In each place, the more it has it. The Gemara is pretty much the same. The Rishonim at different points in the different places as it comes up. We're going to see one or two points over here in the run. The primary Mefarish and the Masechtas Nedarim is the run. So on Mem Amud Aleph, all the way at the bottom, 3 lines on the bottom, at the end of the line, Amar Rav, Mitzvah B'merava, Sada Rabba Poras. You should know that when it rains in Merava, Merava is referring to Eretz Yisrael, Bubble basically was to the north, east of Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael is referred to as the west. So when it rains in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, the Euphrates River rises. So the river acts as a aid. Sahada is an aid. Sahada Rabba Paras. So the river Paras is testifying that there's been a significant rain in Eretz Yisrael. So why is he telling me this? So even though it didn't rain over here, so I don't know. I'm saying, I want to use this river. The Paras has a spring source. So the fact that it's moving is okay. But and Rav's saying, there's no rain over here. He says, but if you see a surge in the water flow, you have to assume that it came from the rain in Eretz Yisrael. And what he's trying to say is that you can no longer travel in this river because there's too much water there. And so the nafkamina is that it's also for tefillah, because we have to worry about the fact that there's rainwater mixed into the river. The Ran points out, this whole time that it is a large gain, but if it's going in its normal flow, its slow flow, or didn't they only add a little bit, where there's no havamino, then now the majority is rainwater. So then that's our Mishnah, which said that if the zeichlim are more than the nitrim is kosher. So the more pliga the Shmuel. This statement of Rav is arguing on Shmuel. Darmer Shmuel Nahara Mikipe Misborach. Shmuel says that Yisoid in Metzius that whenever there is rainwater coming down, there's a corresponding upsurge of water, upswell of the groundwater which supplies it. There's a corresponding upsurge of the. Excuse me, one second. Corresponding upsurge of the groundwater corresponds to it. So there's no such thing as a case where you have more rainwater than you have more the spring water, because you always have anytime there's rain coming down, there's a corresponding upsurge of the groundwater to meet it. So a river you see a river getting larger, you assume the source of that growth is not from the rainwater, but it's from Mikipe, from that which is the underground caves where the water comes in, that's where it's being misborach. Okay. So the Ran over here quotes a Gemara in Tainus. So you take a look at the Ran, in the second last Ran on the page. Click of the Shmuel, Damar Shmuel Nahar Mekipa means Baruch. Mekipa means Misalo from its rock. Klemer mi Mekara from its source. Hu Misgadol. Abish on a Royam Shag Shamim Yardim Naharis Misrabim. Even though you see when it rains, the rivers get larger. I'm sorry, yored min lamala shein tohem oila likvasa tzvachayim. When you have the gain of a tefach's worth of water coming down into the river from above, there are two tzvachim growth coming from below. So you can always be confident that you have more zeichlin over the night. So now, according to Shmuel, what's the point of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah never has a second half, according to this. There's never a case where you have more neutrin than zeichlin. What it means to say is, but I didn't know that that's enough. I'm confused, and I said maybe any presence of any neutrin is problematic. So Zach the Mishnah, no, as long as since the zeichlin is more than the neutrin, that's acceptable. But not that we're discussing a case where maybe it's more, maybe it's less, because it's always more. The question was, is that acceptable? The Mishnah says that's acceptable. Pliga the Shmuel out of Shmuel. But the more it says, but this statement of Shmuel is not like another statement of Shmuel, Domer Shmuel. And Amayim Matarim Mezoichlin, Alaporas Beyamay Tishre Bavad, the only river that you're allowed to rely on, that you're allowed to toivel in, is the Paras in Tishrei. Okay, why Paras in Tishrei? Because by the time Tishrei comes around, any rainwater which is added to the river is no longer there. And maybe there's snow melt, etc. By the time the end of the summer comes, there's no snow melt. The new rains haven't started yet. So you can be confident that your river, the majority of it, is Zeichlin. But had you want to be tovel in the winter, well, there's rainwater there. And you don't know for sure what the majority is. You want to tovel even in the summertime? Well, maybe there's snow melt. So the only time you can be confident is a large river like the Paras. So you know for sure that it never dries out. So you know that for sure it has a water source, which is a spring, number one. And number two, it's not anywhere near the rainy season. It hasn't rained yet, and the rainy season has ended months before. So there's no rainwater left in the water in the river at all. Otherwise, we don't know for sure what the status of this water is, whether the majority is neutrin or zeichlin. And the Mora says further that avu the Shmuel, avu the hain mikvos the bante biyamin nissen, v'maf se biyamin tishrei. So in Nissen, he would make mikvos because he would not use the rivers. By the time Tishrei came along, so he would use the river. The pashas on the Mora means that they needed tznius, so he made some type of a barrier around where they're tovelin, with he would take mats and put them upright. Mapsi is mats. So you put these mats upright to create a tznius type of area for the girls, that the girls could use the river to tovel. So he's accept. Shavua the Shmuel is like the second statement of Shmuel that you can't always use a river. The only time you use a river is when you're for sure there's no rainwater. So only in Tishrei did he have that confidence. Okay, excuse me one second. So we have Rav saying that that's not acceptable. Rav is worried about the rain impacting the river. We have the second statement of Shmuel saying that there's a problem with the river. We have Avuah Shmuel saying there's a problem with the river. And we have Shmuel in the first statement saying, no, not a problem. There's always more source water, always more Mayan water in the river than the rainwater. So the question is, who do we paskin like? So if you look at the Ran, so the Ran has a few heavier points where he starts a new thought. So it's a long piece of Ran, obviously, as you can see. So it's in the widest lines, about 15 lines down in the middle of the line. Linyan halacha pasuk Rabbeinu Tam kishmul the minhar mekipim mivorach. So the Rabbeinu Tam passes like Shmuel. That river is always good because we always know that the source is going to correspondingly swell well up more than the rainwater. And he brings multiple rayas to his shita. Then if you go down about eight lines, again in the middle of the line, it says, El Das Rebbeinu Tam, Zau. But he says, Mekamokam Nir Lishaf Uzal Omer Elabinor Shem Mechazvin. This only works by a river which never dries out. If you have a river which occasionally dries out totally, so it means it has no source. Because if it had a source, why would it dry out? So that's already a different story. Rebbeinu Tam is talking about rivers, but you know that they have a Mayan source. The question is, we have this fight between the rainwater and the Mayan source. So you're confident that whatever you have, the Mayan source will compensate and grow correspondingly to the rainwater. But a river which occasionally is mechaze, which means it disappoints us, which means it dries out. Okay? You cannot say that a river which is mechazev, that it comes from its source. That's the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam. Abba Rebbeinu Chananel, Rav Afasi Zal, Poskel Kerav, Kavua de Shmuel. But the opinion of the Rebbeinu Chananel and the Rav Afasi is that very significant. The Rebbeinu Chananel, the Ramban says about the Rebbeinu Chananel, the Kol Dor of Dira Kabbalah, whatever he has, is a Messer from the Goinim. So you have Rebbeinu Chananel saying clearly that the Shita is a Goinim, according to the way the Ramban would understand, is that we are concerned about the rainwater increasing over the source water. And the Rif Pasen led as well, and the Ram Pasen led as well, etc. Okay. So skip down to the next bold section in the Ran. Nims Achshav the fi derech zeh. So it comes out according to this opinion. excuse me. Rivers which occasionally dry out, you cannot use them at any time. Shalom chayshin lehem the mekshamim afshar shlogim. We always have to be concerned about the possibility of mekshamim afshar and the snow melt. The horos gedolim shein mechazim. Large rivers, which we know never dry out, kol shuboki behen b'yudeya ikra hamshachosim b'mein tishri, tovin kol hashana kol shuroi shen locha shen yisrael b'noitvin al ikra hamshachosim. If I know the main channel of the river, so in that section of the river, there's always a source of water there, and if, unless I have a concern that there's a large amount of rain right now, which would indicate that the majority now is rainwater, I can use that section of the river. So if you're Baki and you know exactly where the flow of the river is, you can measure whether there's a majority, you know what the normal channel is, you know what the normal height is, and you see now it's a little larger. So you can measure what's the rive. Let's say you're not familiar with the river, so the only time of the year you can be confident that there's not a problem is in Tishrei. Now, the next thing which the Ran mentions, we're not going to do inside, the Ran mentions an opinion which says that there's a difference between where the original channel of the river is and the river as it spreads due to the increased rain. So you have the original channel of the river, and then it starts raining. So the water level in that section of the river rises, and then it starts to spread over onto the banks a little bit. So that the area that it spreads onto the banks, we have a strong concern that the majority over there is rainwater. Why is it spreading? Because all of the rainwater. So it's not taking the source water never would be large enough to reach this area. So why is it spreading onto the banks? Because of the rainwater. So that's where you have a concern. But in the original channel, they say you're not worried about the problem of the rainwater, even if there'd be the majority of rainwater there, this opinion says. But since this is the primary channel, so the rainwater becomes bottled to the zayachlim because the zayachlim are here first and they're bottled into it. Okay. But that's a kula, which we don't rely on. But there's a chumrah which we are cautious for. The area which where it spreads, is there's a greater concern that that's probably because of the rainwater. Okay. So this Gemara is also found in Becharis. This is the same conversation is found in the more brings that Shmuel says, Nor b'kifa miborech, who says not like Rav. In other words, the story with the Buddha Shmuel, where it's pligad didei adidei. So here he quotes the on page 5, he quotes all the way down to the bottom, he quotes the Rebbeinu Tam, that we're not worried about it. Now, but I want to see on page 6, if you follow this Tosis all the way down, there's the first Tosis on the page, the Dibur Maskil from the previous page. So into the wide lines, you'll notice I have bracketed off like a few lines in the Tosis towards the end. So 11 lines down on the wide lines. But Bishop Ben-Tam introduces a fascinating idea. So I'm saying that, you know, we have this argument of Shmuel, that the majority always is from the upswell of the well corresponding to the rain. He says, Bishop Ben-Tam, the Ikel Memer, Menadin, Kama Kama Bottle. So the Ron says, I want to introduce a new idea, the idea of Kama Kama Bottle. So the rule is, when I'm pouring Isser into Heter, a small drop is bottle. Now, later on, I pour another small drop in. It's also bottle. So it's called Kama Kama bottle. Each drop as it comes in is bottle. So each drop of rainwater as it falls into the river is bottle. And it becomes as if it's Mayan water. Remember, I made it in Kama Kama bottle. Okay. Fill the rabbi with a small. So the Ben Tam says, really, Mikra, did even Rav and Shmuel should agree that the Mikvas, even if you don't say Shmuel's Svara, that there's this upsurge of ground water corresponding to the rain. But it's Bittul. We're saying that there's a Lacha of Bittul. Like the Rav pointed out, I can use the rainwater to compensate for the problem of the Mayan water. How does that work? Well, it's Bittul to it. There's a Bittul. So even Rav and Shmuel should agree there's a din of bittul. Each drop as it falls in, there's a din of bittul. So why can't you use the river then? Marasayan, because people don't understand that. People say, oh, it looks like you're using rainwater, even though it's moving. So Tosis says back, that's the Ben Tam, that's what the Ben Tam wrote. So if you skip a line, Tosis says, voice of Tam, the Kama Kama Bottle, what are you talking? This idea that the Ben Tam is saying of Kama Kama Bottle is not possible. This is a halacha which is relevant, let's say, in the world of Pesach, or anytime you have bittul visser. So I have a sheer bittul, roiv or shishim, whatever you need. And I keep adding more visser. So what do I say? Kama kama bottle. Each thing as it comes in is bottle, or do I say eventually there's a concept called chozer v'neir? The isser eventually becomes enough that it arouses and becomes unbottled. Whereas it's not the kama kama bottle, you talk about the masha parashi, the alperic halakech behema, the whole iser a bottle, chazer v'neir, kishachazer v'roba, akadei shiebush v'shir l'iser. Let's say something which needs shir shishim, it's bottle v'shishim. So I have a large amount of heter and a small amount of iser falls in, it says bottle v'shishim. Okay, now another small amount of heter, iser falls in a little bit later. Bottle b'shisha. Eventually, there's so much iser there, of the same type, that there's not shishim anymore, and the heter can negate the iser. So the Tosfos says it's a din of chayzer v'neir. The iser arouses itself and is going to aser. So, the Tosfos says you don't say kama kama bottle. There are limits to when you apply the concept of kama kama bottle, very limited application. It will not apply over here. So we have an interesting argument in the Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam takes the rainwater and transforms it into mikvah water, into Mayan water, even according to Rav and Shmuel, Mikra Din. And all the problem is a Marasayan issue. And Tosfos says, no. There's a din of eventually, if the majority is rainwater, you're right. A little bit of rainwater falls into the mine, not a problem. A little more, not a problem. Eventually, the majority is rainwater. This is not a mine anymore. This is rainwater. And it's not acceptable. Page 7 deals with this idea, kama kama bottle, when you apply it, when you don't apply it. I'm not going to get involved in that for now. That is interesting conversation. So on pages 8 and 9, this is a piece from the Torah Sabayis of the Rashba, 8, 9, and 10, that he discusses a skila which is not obvious. When you, it can be relevant in a case you have a mikvah, and there's a very small crack, there's a very slight outflow of water, so you don't notice it happening, or, as opposed to when you see the water mamash flowing out. So the opinion of the Rashman, which is followed in Shulchan Aruch, is that tchilas shenei nikeres is kosher. And therefore, so in a case where you have a mayan, where the majority is mayan water, the minority is rainwater. The reason why it's kosher is not because of kama kama bottle, because it's not a skill in Icarus. Since the majority is the mayan water, you don't notice obviously the rainwater flowing. So once you make this, you say that skill in Icarus is kosher, even in a mikvah. So the reason why it's kosher is not because of bittul, like the Rebbeinu Tam is saying. The reason why it's kosher is because it's not schilah nikeres. So then you understand, in the area where it expands, and it goes over the banks, where till now there was no flow of water there, and now there's a flow of water there, so you can't say it's not nikker. Excuse me, because it is nikker. So in any case, or on the case where the majority is rainwater, so there's such a large amount there, it's hard to say that it's not nikur, that the change in the river due to the rainwater, so in that case it's called skill and nikur, it's going to be possible. So what are you paskin like? So on pages 11 and 12, there is a piece on the Trumas of Dashen where he discusses this question. So the many cities where women are known to be tribal in the river, Koloshana, Ben Rechim B'yadam, they're tribal in the river, and they're tribal in the correct time. Even if it's raining, even if there's snow melt. So Ben Rechim B'yadam, nobody's moicha. The pasuk of the Shin and the Reviyas and Neitrim and the Zeichlin. What about all the Rishonim of Pasuk and not the Rebbeinu Tam? You can also let tefillah also. It was not a valid tefillah. Vadayin he be a rehi adayin bekoros. She's still a nida. She's a chiv koros. So Yerim didn't hold you on a lachash ledaver. So the truth is really we should be choishes for this. The gadim kamoi basurai sviel hu lachumrzu. The many early of the early. Goinim over here doesn't mean necessarily the goinim of, you know, it means tzinei chachamim. So kamoi, the early ones is the Rambam, the Shem Rebbeinu Chananel, the Basra is the Maram and the Ashiri, both Maram and Rutenberg and the Rosh, Paskin, the Chumrah. Kol Pasuk kavu the Shmuel, kida the Shmuel, that it's a problem. Even though the Rebbeinu Tam Paskin is like that, and if you look in the left column on page 11, the bottom, second, the third to last line, v'chein smag v'zeruah u'smak. So these were shenim, the smag and the smak, and there's a real passing like the Rebbeinu Tam. Become welcome tema, but it's a pella. The beisur chorus is that look lechosh the diber Rebbeinu Chananel should call the war of diber Kabbalah. So how can you ignore the Rebbeinu Chananel, which we know the Rebbeinu Chananel shita? The Rebbeinu Chananel's voice is a significant voice in halacha. With the Maram, the Basroi, Ubar Samchu, and the Maram is later than the Rebbeinu Tam. The Maram saw the swords of the Ben Otam and did not accept them. And the Maram is which then the Rosh is his Talmud, are clearly people which you can rely on. And the Maram brings many rayas against the Ben Otam. So how do we understand that people are makel like the Ben Otam? So the next point that the translation touches on so in the next paragraph, I can read the first part, I don't want to get involved in that. So if we go down to 4, 6, 7 lines. Well, you know, Tzrichim Lermer B'doichik, so we would be forced to say maybe the following argument. The Sabur Rashbam, that the Rashbam who supports the Ben Otam, the Kimlo Mizman HaZed, and the Rosh Lono ain't dark on the Iskala Min HaNoitim Rakmi Mekaron. We have a knowledge, a halachic assumption, that nowadays the Ben Otam is right. So maybe that's true. But that you find that that's a doichik. Okay. Now, furthermore, we have to worry about that there are some rivers which dry out totally. So he gives the Mordechai gives the following test. What's called the river which dries out? Well, we live in a fairly rainy country, so maybe we'll never get that test. The Torah lost his slave, even the heart cut on Kolkach. If the river is small, Shimhoya Kizan, the Horb Eretz Yisrael, Shaylak Shama Matsuyim Shama, if it would be in a place where it's not rainy all the whole year, you have a dry season, the river would dry out even once in 7 years. So if we could transplant this river to a dry place which has a rainy season and a dry season, like as opposed to a place where it's always raining throughout the year, so like Eretz Yisrael, and then if the river would be transplanted to that place, it would dry out once in 7 years, then we have to assume that the majority of its source is rainwater. This is the opinion of the Mordechai. That's true according to Ben Otam. Because Ben Otam is moider, like the Ram pointed out, rivers which occasionally are mechaze, which dry out totally, that they're problematic. So the Mordechai comes along and says, my definition of mechaze is not like you think, well, here in this place, it occasionally is mechaze. It means, well, what's the raya? Maybe it's always raining enough that there's always rain supporting it. Even though there's not immediate rain, there's runoff from the ground, etc. You'd have to test it by moving it to a place where there's a dry season. And number two, we have a shear of once in 7 years. Well, a year where it's more sunny, shenak shamim mitsuyan, rakamoshu beretz Yisrael. If you would have a year which approximates the season like Eretz Yisrael, there's a dry season. Shekaman the Horus Mechazon or Philip Shara Achas, Kiagavna. Many rivers dry out. Okay, so what's Pshat? This Mordechai really should create a significant problem. Lakach Nira the Mashi Kilo a Kamenenu Velamicha Bedaver Mishum the Choshul the Kamayoris Umakemesh and His Pazur Shom Yehudim. There's only a few Jews there. They see we them lack for them because they don't have ability to dig a mikvah. By Yoris Yosha Alanoris, it was very common to build cities by rivers. We have a castle the whole Noshi the Tubanoris, Chikamakotil the Trech Lechas lays a call, Shatitul and Mikvos. Tachrevatira Zu also Zulu between the Gamma. We're afraid that if we're Machmer that they can't use the river, they won't travel at all. So that's the only reason, logic I can have to explain this kula that we do. So basically using a river is not acceptable. Okay, now, let's see how we bring it in Shulchan Aruch, page 13 and 14. Now, this idea of once every 7 years, we'll have to look at that, what that's about. That'll be the last point. So on page 13, they have the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchos Mikvos, Sif Beis. Let's just read through the whole Sif already. I'm going to read the Shulchan Aruch without the Ramah. So you have water which is from a spring, it's matar even though it's moving. Make shamim, rainwater ain't matar ella bashbaran. It's only kosher for tahara if it's stationary. If you had a mixture of zeichlin and noitvin, which is the river rainwater, then it's still considered a mayan. But v'im roba hanoitvim al hazeichlin, v'chenim roba make shamim al the man lahor, and matarim b'zeichlin al bashbaran. See, if you have in the spring water source, or in the flow of a river, you have a majority of rainwater, so it's a problem. It's a problem. So we're passing knowledge of Rabbeinu Tam that we don't have this confidence. There's always going to be a majority of the Mayan water. Okay. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramah on the next page. That's appropriate psak. There's some which are going to be lenient, which allow you to rain in the river even if it's raining, or the snow is melting. Even it seems to be the majority is rainwater. Because in general, the river always grows from its source. That's Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein nogu b'rayva makarmas makam she'en mikvah. So this is the minute with places where they can't build a mikvah, they don't have a mikvah, they rely on the river. V'ein limchas b'yada nogim l'hakul, k'yesh lema masha yismoichu. And so we're not going to be moicha against what they're doing, because they have Rabbeinu Tam to rely on. So if you look at the Shach in Sivkot and Tezvov, he comments on the language of the Ramah. V'malkim she'en mikvah. V'malkim she'esh mikvah ain litvah b'naris. But if there's a mikvah available, you cannot use the river unless you know there's no rainwater there. How is that? You see, it's very small. V'zman she'en nahar katan me'oid, she'oz mutter. Okay, back into the Ramah. But even according to this opinion, you have to be careful not to be tumble in a river which the whole source is just rainwater. Therefore, when there's no rain, it stops flowing. Even if you'll have that, it seems to always never run out. But the reason why it never runs out is because there's other rivers which pour into it. But it itself has no source, and theoretically, if you would block, if there'd be no rain, this part of the river would dry out. You can't use that. And if the river expands due to the rainwater, you can still be tovel in any part of the river. That's how far they take this minig l'kula. Okay, the last part over here is Amishna says this Rabbi Hilchos Pora, you need mayim chayim, which means you have to have spring water. So if you have a river which flows from a spring water, it's kosher. But if the river dries out even once in 7 years, it's called as a mechazeh. Is that the same din that we're talking about? Or is that something else? That's what the Chazanish deals with, etc. Okay, so Lamaisa, just, when I did this year, I gave this year, I think, 7 years ago. If I recall correctly. At the time, I looked into the status of some of the local rivers, creeks, streams, whatever you want to call them. So the two which are most relevant to us are Sligo Creek and the northwest branch of the Anacostia. So both of them originally clearly had Mayan sources. Sligo had that and the northwest branch had that as well. The Sandy Spring, which is no longer flowing, was the source for the northwest branch. And then it would pick up water as it goes along the way, etc. Nowadays, Sligo Creek, the original source, seems to be has dried up. And you'll notice that it's in a very long dry spell, gets very small. It seems to be there still is some source in there, but doing some research, it seems that the city pumps water into it for the purpose of maintaining the river as part of their park system. So they pump water into that city water. So that's rainwater, which requires a mikvah. See, if you get around the problem that it's mayim shuvim, you have a more basic problem that it's not kosher if it's moving. So Sligo Creek, it was not acceptable. So somebody challenged me when I said this, that Rabbi Edomer had told them that Sligo Creek was kosher for tefillah. Just wait a few days after the rain, so you're not worried about any rainwater in there. So I pointed out that this is before we had a kela mikvah. So like the rain, what we're saying is that whenever you have a kela mikvah available, you cannot use a river. And number one, number two, Rambam said that 50 years ago, and now it's 57 years ago. So when he said it, there was a lot of this area was not built up yet. And it could be the original source of this of Sligo was still valid, but that's not necessarily true anymore. So I would not honestly think that's acceptable. There's a fascinating question which we did not get involved in. Is so water falls down, goes directly into the river. That's clearly rainwater. It stays on the surface, and there's something called runoff. So runoff, even after the rain is finished, you still have runoff from the various different surfaces are still spending time pouring water into the river. The water absorbs into the ground and eventually sort of like moves to near where the river is and lets the water out. So is that Mayan water or is that rainwater? So at what point does it change from being rainwater? This river water, which is underground, so there are underground streams, but there also is rainwater, which eventually seeps down very, very deep and joins that water. So why are we worried about that being... So some of this water which is coming out in our well or our spring is really rainwater. So eventually it converts. So eventually it becomes part of the spring system and you no longer look at it as rainwater. At what point does that change? Not a very clear psak in halacha on that point, what exactly that is. Everybody seems to assume that even if you have some water which absorbs into the ground, if it's fairly superficial, eventually that water sort of like squeezes out of the ground into the river, that's still called rainwater. The northwest branch, however, seems to be, even in the long dry spells, it does not dry out. And that's the test which we're saying, that even a place, you would have a place which is similar to like Eretz Yisrael, you have a long dry spell. Even so, it doesn't dry out. It becomes smaller. So there clearly is rainwater which is joining it. But there are clearly other sources as well. So that's why it said in the Psak, which I said then, in which Rosenbaum announced through the Sharmay website before we got involved in the the government shutting down everything, that you want to tevel kelim in the Northwest Branch, that's a fine place to tevel kelim. Now the issue of, can I take all my kelim to right now, right after a rain, so it was a significant rain, so the answer is clearly no, unless you have some on the Rebbeinu Tam, which we are trying to, the Ikar P'saka is not like the Rebbeinu Tam. Dealing with the mitzvah deraisa of tefillas kelim. The issue to use a kli without tefillas derabanan, the mitzvah to tevel is deraisa. Glass is the only exception. Glass is derabanan. So maybe you can be samech for glass kelim, you can be samech on the Rebbeinu Tam. But for metal kelim, you do the mitzvah deraisa, it would be hard to be samech. The other suggestion, which I told Rabbi Rosenbaum, is maybe we should talk about the following idea. So the Gabi, they said the Rabbanan of using kelim without tefillah, we should be saying that is kosher, like the Rebbeinu Tam. The Gabi, in the midst of the rice of tefillah's kelim, we should not be saying on the Rebbeinu Tam. So I said, listen, right now we have an issue of the Rabbanan, we can't use the kelim, let's type all them. And then tell everybody when everything, this all passes, and we can, and the kelim mikvah is now open again, everybody should retype all their kelim. so that would be a suggestion. The problem with that is, to tell people that we have sold all their Pesach kelim and they put them away, you have to encourage that people are not going to do that. So we want to try to avoid that lechatchila. Now, in regards to just the last point, just in regards to now, it's appropriate for a person to take the kelim there. So according to the government regulations right now, person is allowed to go out for essential purposes. They do not see a religious ritual needs as an essential purpose. A person is allowed to go out for exercise. That's an essential purpose. So a person wants to go for exercise and take a walk by the Northwest Branch and tevel the kli, I don't see a problem with that. A person can say his primary function is exercise. Well, that's true if you're taking one kelim. So I can hear that. A person comes with 50 kelim, he wants to tevel. So he's lying when he says his primary purpose is exercise, because that's not true. So that, I'm not comfortable with that, you know, person making a subterfuge and saying, oh, it's a harama. I really mean exercise. Just happen to be, I happen to have, like, you know, 50 kelim on my backpack that I need to type. I mean, I'm not comfortable with that. But a person has one kelim, so maybe he would not have went for this exercise without the motivation of the kelim. But now he's actually exercising, and he should actually exercise. So if he wants to tevel a kli at the same time, I'm comfortable with that. But at the same time, a person obviously should still be careful with the social distancing. If he meets a whole crowd of people down by the river, try and space yourself out, that they should keep yourself distance from each other. Okay, everybody, say thank you for listening. Do we have any questions? I'm not seeing any questions popping up. So everybody should be safe. We should have a good night. If you think of anything later on, please feel free to email me. That's ereingold@yeshiva.edu, ereingold at yeshiva .edu, and I will try and get back to you. Everybody should be safe. A good night and a good Yom Tov Kol Tov.